Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 16, Text 45. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Atha Bhagavan Vayam Aduna. Atha Bhagavan Vayum Aduna. Paravaloka Paramrishta Sayamala. Paravaloka Paramrishta Sayamala. Surad Vishina Yat Katitam. Surad Vishina Yat Katitam. Titam Tavakena Katam Anyata Bhavati. Tavakena Katam Anyata Bhavati. Atha Bhagavan Vayam Uduna. Parviloka Parimrishta Shayamala. Sura Vishina Yat Katitam. Sura Vishina Yat Katitam. Tava Kena Katam Anyata Bhavati. Anyone chant? Bhaviloka Parimishta Sayamala. Saravishina Yat Katitam. Abakin. Any ladies try? Atha, therefore, Bhagavan, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vayam, we, Aduna, at the present moment, Tvaravaloka, by seeing you, Parimrishta, wiped away, Asayamala, contaminated desires in the heart. Sura Rishina, by the great sage of the demigods, Narada. Yat, which, Katitam, spoken. Tavakena, who is your devotee. Katam, How? Anyata, otherwise. Bhavati, can it be? Translation. Therefore, my dear Lord, simply by seeing you has now wiped away all the contamination of sinful activities and their results of material attachment and lusty desires, which always filled my mind and the core of my heart. Whatever is predicted by the great sage, Narada Muni, cannot be otherwise. In other words, I've obtained your audience as a result of being trained by Narada Muni. Purport. This is the process of the perfect way. One must take lessons from authorities like Narada, Vyas, and Asita and follow their principles. Then one will be able to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even with one's own eyes. One only needs training. Ata Sri Krishna Namari Nabhavang Grayam Indriyai. With our blunt sense eyes and other senses, we cannot perceive the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But if we engage our senses in the service of the Lord, according to the instructions of the authorities, it will be possible to see him. As soon as one sees the personality of Godhead, all the sinful reactions in the core of one's heart are completely vanquished. Om Jnana Timurandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Taksur Unmulitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhistam Tapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam Vansha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bayevacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivas Adigor Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So we'll put the story in context. Chitiketu wants his son, and under very extreme odds, he has a son. His son is murdered. He becomes completely besides himself, depressed. The same sages who invoked the sacrifice that allowed him to miraculously have his son, then bring the son back to life. And it's heavy. Bhagavatam sometimes can get very heavy. The son arises, you know, the son manifests against in the body, again in his body. He's brought back to life. The father says, my son, and he says, which father are you? I've had many, many fathers. And then Narada Muni then pacifies him with very heavy philosophy, kind of really, from that perspective, relativizing the relationships in this world. Because you're not the body, you've had many, many fathers, you know. And therefore that same soul, it's very heavy. To get to abstract yourself and see it from that level and then decide how you act upon it according to your attachments. It doesn't necessarily mean that you have to renounce your emotions and your attachments. But you look at it from a higher perspective and then you know how to use them properly and not in an excessive way or a destructive way. But it's very heavy. It's just like, you know, there's money, and money is very valuable. Then the same money may be in the hands of your enemy, and then the same money is against you. So very, very heavy instructions. And then Chitraketu having some Sukriti. When you have Sukriti, then Chitur Vidhaba Janti Mam Janas Sukritina Atarti Jigyasu Gyanipa. Then you come to God. When you have some Sukriti and you have difficulty in life and you come to the stark realization that the reason why I have difficulty ultimately is because I have the wrong objective or faith. I think that enjoying the world will mean conforming the world to my desires, and therefore requiring the control of the world to be happy. And then understanding that we're not the controllers, so we can't be the enjoyers as the exploiter of the world. We can only be the enjoyers as the servant of the world. And then that enthuses us, rather than trying to be happy by changing the world, trying to find satisfaction by changing ourselves. And then ultimately, it leads to a spiritual practice which does so. And I think this happens in all our lives. We see what our unhappiness is, and what is our unhappiness? That the world doesn't move the way we want. And because of attachment, we suffer. I never forget what a Sanskrit scholar in Vrindavan told me. You know, we're talking about some things, and he says, the pain of death is not the physical pain. Because generally when there's too much physical pain, you'll go into coma, or they can give you some drugs. The real pain of death is that we lose our attachments. We lose, and therefore we suffer. I was speaking the other day about the verse from the Gita, Asochan anvasochas tvam pragyavadam chabashase gatasu nagatasun cha nanu sochatipan. Although you're speaking learned words, Arjuna, you're a fool. The wise lament neither for the living nor the dead. And I always kind of meditated on that verse, and it just seemed like almost to say that a devotee is not empathetic. The wise lament neither for the living nor the dead. And you actually see that sometimes in philosophies of transcendence, sometimes have a problem with empathy. Because the wise lament neither for the living nor the dead. I've seen that. I have to say it. I see it on Parikram in Vrindavan, you know, someone laying on the ground. The wise lament neither for the living nor the dead. And they just walk by. And my Mayavadi, this is a true story. I saw a Govardhan Parikram, you know, some lady lying on the street and things like that. The wise lament neither for the living nor the dead. And everybody walks by. But my Mayavadi cousin, Maseva Bharati, is going there to feed her and take care of her. But we misunderstand that. The wise lament neither for the living nor the dead means that we don't lament. The wise do not lament that the body is changing. But we lament for the real cause of suffering is that people don't have spiritual knowledge and therefore suffer. And therefore the Bhagavatam is ultimately trying to give you that knowledge. Because other things will just give temporary relief. Because ultimately you're going to lose everything. And ultimately you have to have the understanding to face that. That's why the whole Bhagavatam is based on the question, what is the duty of a man who is about to die, and what should he not do? The whole Bhagavatam, and the answer is, if you want to be fearless at the time of death. So this knowledge is given, and it's kind of pretty heavy, and having the Sukriti, he takes to a spiritual master, Narada Muni. He surrenders to him. He gets a process to become realized. And now he's expressing his own prayers from his experience. Pratyaksha Vagaman Dharma, one of the qualities of bhakti, is direct experience. Recently, I was reading a commentary on the Sikshastakam by Bhakti Vigyan, on Mana Siksha by Raghunath Das Goswami by Bhakti Vigyan Goswami. And he's a wonderful scholar. And he defined the word faith. He broke up the word Shraddha, and the word Shrad means to know. And it was a revelation. Yes, that's what faith is. You know. You have an experience of God. We are here because we have Shraddha. We know. We've had an experience. It's not just a philosophy, because sometimes we don't understand it and many doubts arise. We know. We've had an experience. But we also forget. Savasya Chaham Hiti Sannivishto Matasmitir Gyanam. We forget. And therefore, if the experience is not renewed, if the experience is not renewed, then we leave. There was an article by C.S. Lewis called Training of Faith. It's very brilliant. And he says that people don't leave the faith by, you know, some philosophical doubt. They leave the faith because their experience is not renewed. And I think one of the most important things in our mission to spread Krishna consciousness is to remove the obstacles we place before people to have that experience. I think one of the real successes of the Bhakti Center is that kind of acumen. Really understanding what is people's language, how do they understand things, and how we can present it in a way that the obstacles of the presentation of religion in a postmodern world, what to speak of a modern world, of a postmodern world. So we know, we experience, and we just had a retreat. It's so important. Why are retreats important? For the experience, for the absorption, for that renewal of faith, that renewal of experience. And then when you feel that, sometimes you forget, and then when you feel that again and you say, yes, this is why I'm chanting the holy name. This is why I'm sacrificing my life. There was a, we had a drama and at the retreat, and I would suggest we book that drama here for Gaur Purnima. And it's an amazing drama. I can't explain enough about it, but it's what's phenomenal about it is when we were preaching here in New York, Akinchana Krishna had a Krishna Bhakta Club, and one of the Bhaktas wrote the drama. And he was in the Tisch School of Dramatic Arts. And it's a drama in iambic pentameter, Shakespearean rhyme. And it's very, very powerful, the drama. But it's the story of this Mukunda, and he's rejected by Lord Chaitanya because he was associating with impersonalists. And Lord Chaitanya, no matter what anybody said, he was very heavy. I don't want to see this person. And then finally, Mukunda said, you know, with such a heart, I think he said to Srivas Thakur, will I ever see my Lord again? And Srivas went to Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya, he will not see me for a million births. And then when they go back to, Lord Chaitanya and tell him that, then he opens his heart to Mukunda. No, when they tell Mukunda, Lord Chaitanya says you won't see him for a million births. He says, I will. And then Lord Chaitanya accepts him. But the point is, what was the quality in Mukunda that attracted the Lord? He had faith. And what was that faith? That the experience of Lord Chaitanya, the experience of the Holy Name, the experience of the Supreme Lord is so good, it is worth any difficulty to get. It's worth a million. I only have to pay a million births? What a bargain. If I can get that, it's a bargain. Utsyan nisyat daryat. Patience. Confidence. Those are qualities that are favorable to devotion. And what is that patience? It's so good. It's so good that whatever difficulty I have to undergo to get it, that is a small price to pay. And that's what you see in great devotees. Prabhupada and Prabhupada's followers and the followers of the followers, the sacrifices they make. Why? Because of that faith. It is so good. This sacrifice is worth it to get it. Look at Prabhupada's life. And I asked Kasturba Prabhu to give the satsang on Saturday night. And he said something, because I asked him, he said his talk was on, I told him to speak on your life with the masters. His Diksha Guru, Tamal Krishna Maharaj, and his Siksha Guru, Radhanath Swami. And the main point he made is, we're talking about humility, is to accept the authority of God at your life and what you'll do for it and what sacrifice you'll make for it. But the point he made, he was saying, you know, sometimes it's nice, we're in the yoga world and, you know, we tell people, you know, self-love, you got to take care of yourself. He said, but if you look at the lives of the great souls, their life was about sacrificing the self. Sacrificing the self. I was just listening to a tape this morning where Prabhupada was talking about Jesus. You know, his sacrifice, how tolerant he was. Because they know, you experience it. So he's seen now. Now he says, because he heard it on faith, I think faith has two aspects. I think one aspect of faith is your trust in experience, and then your trust in your own experience. And one of those experiences is I've surrendered to Guru and Krishna, and I've got a result from it. And therefore, I trust whatever they say. It's like going to a doctor. You go to a doctor, he gives you something to cure you. And if it works, you have faith. But what do you have faith in? I have faith in that authority. And then that authority can tell you things beyond your perception and you'll accept them. Yes, I know. I know because I've trusted someone who's given me this experience, and now I trust his authority. So now, I'll just say, so now he comes and he says, simply by seeing you, it's wiped out all contamination. I'm free. It was predicted by Narada Muni. I've attained your audience, being trained. By Narada Muni, I've achieved it. I've accepted the Guru with faith. He gave me instructions. I followed it. There was a result. I see. And the previous purport I looked at, Prabhupada said, therefore, the deity in the temple should not be considered material. By offering the food to the deity and by decorating and serving the deity, one gets the same result that one gets by serving the Lord in Vaikuntha. So now here the question arises, why that doesn't happen to us? Because the deity is here, the deity is Krishna, the holy name is Krishna. So why that doesn't happen to us, even though the Shastra says it, if you chant one name of the Supreme Lord, you know, chanting the holy name is like performing devotional service is like a great fire that can consume unlimited fuel, can burn up all your sinful activities. And then the second verse of the Bhagavatam says that just by hearing the Bhagavatam just once, God will appear in your heart without delay. You know, you stand up before when the Rath Yatra card comes and you're liberated. All these things. Sarva dharmam prityaja mamekam sharanam vraja aham tvam sarva papeyo moksha. Surrender to Krishna, frees you from all sins. Chanting the holy name once, all these things. Seeing the deities, why it doesn't happen to us. The holy name is Krishna. We're chanting the holy name. It's direct communion with Krishna. But why are we not getting the results that are explained in the Shastra? Jiva Goswami explains this. This verse also explains it. Prabhupada quotes a verse to explain this. We can go this verse. Ata Sri Krishna Namadi Nabhat. Because it's not just the material senses. The experience is not just the material senses. Even seeing with the material senses, perception is not complete. For example, if I showed you this, these kartals, and you had no frame of reference to understand them, if I take this into some Aboriginal village, do they see this? Do they see it? They have no frame of reference. Do you see it? You experience it. So seeing is more than just the eyes. I read one story of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. His father, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, was taking him to a village, Kulinagram, which is part of Navadvip. And they go on a parikram and they're walking there and they're tired and there's one temple and the priest says, you know, who's ever there says, you can stay in this temple. So he stays in this temple and then they're attacked at ghosts at night. And the ghost somehow is throwing bricks at them. And they're attacked at night. And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur gets up and he says to his son, what is going on? And he begins to chant loudly from his heart. He begins to chant loudly from his heart. And then somehow the disturbance stops. Then the next day they go in the village and the people say, where'd you stay? They said, we stayed in that kind of temple by the road. They said, well, that temple by the road, you know, there was a priest that was there and he died and his ghost inhabits that temple and there's so much disturbance in that temple. Right? But you stayed there. Did you have disturbance? He said, no, I just got up and chanted the holy name with all my heart and then there was no disturbance. And then later it was reported by Bhakti Siddhanta that the village people were amazed that there was no longer any problem in that temple. although the priest was always chanting. The priest was always chanting. They couldn't understand. He was always chanting, but he became a ghost. So the commentary on that is, it's not just chanting, it's not just worshiping, it's the conception in which you do so that attracts the mercy of Krishna. It's like when that, if you're chanting the name is Krishna, but Krishna is a person, and a person manifests himself according to love. So if you're with a particular person, but you don't have any affection for him, if you neglect the person or you abuse the person, aparad, then how much of the person will you see, although their form is right before you? Because a person is more than just the external form. It's the spirit, and it Prabhupada said in one commentary on the Bhagavad, I think it's the Gita, he said Krishna is responsive. So many times we see a person, or we see a person, and do we see them? We projected so much on that person. We may have had some negativity towards him. According to our prejudice, we may have projected things. And then you meet the person, you find out, wow, they're such a great person. And I thought this about the person. So were you seeing that person just by your eyes? Were you actually seeing that person? Person is more than that. It's their heart. And the heart is, it's their heart, and it's their relationships. That's why in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, when it describes Krishna, the first term that is used is Akhila Rasamrita Murti. He's the embodiment of all love. So therefore, it's not just the physical sound that is the name. It's not just the marble and the stone that is God. It's a person. That is the form through which they appear. Just like we appear through a certain form. We're not the body. Of course, God is non-different than his body. But he reciprocates, he gives his heart. And therefore, what does Shudana mean? It means when someone has that heart, has that love, and he chants Krishna's name, then through that name, the divine appears. Goloka, Premadan, Harinam, Sankirtan. It comes from someplace else. Krishna descends from the spiritual world and appears through that physical sound. He manifests, just like our consciousness can manifest through the body. Therefore, this person in that temple, he was abusing everybody, but ritualistically he was still chanting because it was his religion. He was born as a Brahmin, and therefore he had this. He was still chanting. Of course, you'll make certain advancement, even if you chant Namaparat. Prabhupada, there was an example where Allen Ginsberg visited Prabhupada after many, many years. And then someone said to Prabhupada, Prabhupada, he seems so much nicer now. Prabhupada said, yes, you know, even Namaparag, you advance. So he's seeing and he's having the full effect. I remember this in the story of Akrura. There's this beautiful Sanskrit word that's used for Krishna that indicates that from Krishna emanates transcendental pleasure. But that the living entity cannot experience that transcendental pleasure. As the sun emanates heat and light, and you cannot experience the heat and light if your consciousness is covered by, if your eyes are covered by a cloud, if your consciousness is covered by ignorance, then it will filter out the effect, even though it's so much more powerful than you. It won't cover God, it'll cover your consciousness from God. And therefore you won't have the full experience. And therefore, Jiva Goswami, I love that commentary in the second verse of the Bhagavatam. Why does it happen to us? It says that the Krishna will appear in the heart without delay if you just once hear the Bhagavatam. And he says, because of our attitude, we don't experience what we don't like often, if we can exert that influence. So when we hear a message that we don't like, we won't hear that message. And the message is very, very strong. And it's very, very humbling. And what is that message? That there is a Supreme Lord. And that position is occupied. And we are a particle of consciousness, which is meant for his service. And our nourishment and meaning is in doing so. Just like the hand has its value, nourishment, and meaning in serving the body, according to the dictates of the body. It's just like a symphony orchestra. There already is a conductor. You want to experience rasa, you want to experience beautiful music, you have to follow the authority of the conductor, because you're part of something, you're not separate from something. So look at the universe as a kind of like a symphony. And we're a player in the symphony. And we have like an individual nature to serve that. And our happiness is in that. And that happiness is called love. But it's heavy. It's heavy. Because the truth doesn't conform to what we want. But here, Chitraketu, he followed Guru. He followed the practice, the training of Narada Muni, and a very wonderful thing happened. He experienced God, and when he experienced God, then no other desires, no other anxieties, transcendental pleasure. Okay. I got the sign here. But I have a minute. Anybody have a reflection or a question? Okay, Adi.
The quote we give is that we might drift away from our experience.
Yeah. Yeah.
The more you give it away, the more you get. I'm watching how you have to see the world through her eyes.
All right, so So you're saying that my point was that we need to renew the experience, and you're saying one of the best ways to renew the experience is to share it with others. Okay, what Prabhupada said is one of the best ways to renew the experience. What? Yeah, I guess it is, of course. I'm just repeating it. That's all, because people can see, you see. Then their point will be more taken. Yeah. 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 Okay, it's time to go. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.